The sadhana of Buddha Maitreya. From a state of deep faith, visualize the assembly of enlightened beings and take refuge while reciting the following three times. I and all other mother sentient beings, equal in number to the vastness of space, from this moment until we reach enlightenment, take heartfelt refuge in the three rare and precious gems, and especially in Maitreya Buddha. I and all other mother sentient beings, equal in number to the vastness of space, from this moment until we reach enlightenment, take heartfelt refuge in the three rare and precious gems, and especially in Maitreya Buddha. I and all other mother sentient beings, equal in number to the vastness of space, from this moment until we reach enlightenment, take heartfelt refuge in the three rare and precious gems, and especially in Maitreya Buddha. Generate bodhicitta. I go for refuge until I am enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma and the Supreme Assembly, by my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma and the Supreme Assembly, by my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma and the Supreme Assembly, by my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. While reciting the four following prayers, first visualize white purifying light, coming from the objects of refuge, cleansing you of all obstacles that interfere with the generation of each immeasurable thought. Then visualize golden yellow light, coming from the objects of refuge, granting you the full realization of each thought. Immeasurable equanimity. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were to abide in equanimity, free from hatred and attachment, not holding some close and others distant. May they abide in equanimity. I myself will cause them to abide in equanimity. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. Immeasurable love. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings had happiness and the causes of happiness. May they have happiness and its causes. I myself will cause them to have happiness and its causes. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. Immeasurable compassion. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they be free from suffering and its causes. I myself will cause them to be free from suffering and its causes. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. Immeasurable joy. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were never separated from the happiness of higher rebirth and liberation. May they never be separated from these. I myself will cause them never to be separated from these. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. Special bodhicitta. Recite and think deeply about the following. For the sake of all mother sentient beings, I shall quickly in this very life attain the state of enlightenment. Therefore, I shall now practice the profound yogic method of Buddha Maitreya. While reciting this mantra, contemplate on the non-dual nature of all phenomena, including yourself. Om Svabhava Shuddha Sarva Dharma Svabhava Shuddhoham. I and all universally existent phenomena are recognized as non-duality. Meditate upon the emptiness of inherent existence. Then from the space of this emptiness arise as follows. In the empty space of non-duality, appear eight mighty snow lions supporting a precious jewel throne upon which rests a lotus and moon disc. Upon this vast, white moon disc, My mind manifests as a syllable hum, brilliant golden light, the size of a sesame seed. Let your mind sink into this syllable completely and try to contemplate without differentiation of subject and object. You are this golden syllable hum. From this syllable, radiant light shines out in all 10 directions, making offerings of exquisite beauty to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and then purifying the negative energy of all sentient beings, leading them to the state of enlightenment. Once these two purposes have been accomplished, this light dissolves back into my mind. Instantly, I become Maitreya Buddha with a clear light body, golden in color, with one face and two arms. My two hands are poised at my heart, in the mudra of turning the wheel of Dharma. In each hand, I hold the stem of a lotus. Upon the right is a wheel, upon the left is a vase. My black hair is pulled back and tied in a knot, and my head is crowned with a stupa of enlightenment. My face wears a smiling, peaceful expression, and my body is adorned with the 80 qualities and 32 marks of magnificence. Precious ornaments decorate my body, and I emanate an aura of 5-colored light. As I am seated in the majestic position, with my feet planted firmly upon the ground, 3 syllables adorn my body: a white om at my crown, a red a at my throat, and a blue hum at my heart. From the blue hum at my heart, much brilliant blue light radiates out to Tushita, invoking the wisdom beings in the form of Maitreya, who come back with the light and melt into me. Generate the strong divine pride that you have actually become Maitreya Buddha and visualize yourself vividly as having a brilliant form made of clear light, as transparent as crystal, making offerings to oneself as Maitreya. Recite the following mantra while visualizing that all impure energies, particularly those deriving from the mistaken view of inherent existence, are chased away from the objects of offering. Om Vajra Amrita Kundali Hana Hana Hum Hey. Dissolve into emptiness. Om Svabhava Shuddha Sarva Dharma Svabhava Shuddho Ham. Everything becomes empty. All the offerings are recognized as non-duality, yet manifesting in the form of the individual offerings, and functioning to elicit the experience of bliss as objects to be enjoyed by all the 6 senses. The elaborate visualization can be done as follows. The 8 objects of offering dissolve into emptiness, from which the 8 syllables Om appear. These transform into offering bowls, each containing the syllable hum. The hums dissolve into light and transform into the individual objects of offering. Then visualize that above each offering bowl are the syllables Om, Ah, and Hum in ascending order. Recite the following 8 blessing mantras. As you recite Om, white light radiates from the syllable above the first offering into the 10 directions of space and draws the enlightened quality of the holy body of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas back into the Om, which then sinks into the offering bowl. In a similar fashion, red light from the Ah and blue from the Hum draw back the enlightened qualities of the speech and mind of these holy beings. In this way, all 8 offerings are transformed and blessed. Om Argam, Ahum. Om Padyam, Ahum. Om Pushpe, Ahum. Om Dupe, Ahum. Om Aloke, Ahum. Om Gande, Ahum. Om Navdia, Ahum. Om Shapta, Ahum. Then while reciting the following offering mantras and performing the appropriate mudras, visualize offering goddesses emanating from your heart, presenting the offerings to yourself as Maitreya Buddha, and then dissolving back into your heart. Om Arya Argam, Praticha Hum Swaha. Om Arya Padyam, Praticha Hum Swaha. Om Arya Pushpe, Praticha Hum Swaha. Om Arya Dupe Praticha Hum Swaha. Om Arya Aloke, Praticha Hum Swaha. Om Arya Gande, Praticha Hum Swaha. Om Arya Navdia, Praticha Hum Swaha. Om Arya Shapta Praticha Hum Swaha. Thinking deeply about the excellent qualities of Maitreya Buddha, recite the following prayer. I pay homage and offer praise to Maitreya Buddha, who by accomplishing the meditation of loving-kindness has conquered all enemies and harm, the negative forces of Mara, and cares for all mother sentient beings with great compassion. With strong concentration, visualize the following as clearly as possible. At my heart is a moon disc, upon which rests the golden syllable Hum, surrounded by the glowing letters of the mantra, Om A Maitri Sarva Siddhi Hum. From these, much brilliant light radiates in all 10 directions, filling the entire universe and purifying all negative energy, just as the rays of the sun instantly eliminate darkness and leading all beings to the state of Maitreya Buddha. Again, light radiates forth in the form of magnificent offerings, which are presented to Maitreya, residing in Tushita, and also to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in all 10 directions. The blessings and inspiration of the three doors of these holy beings are drawn back in the form of nectar and radiant light that melt into the syllable and mantra at my heart, infusing my mind with the bliss of enlightenment. Now recite the mantra, Om A Maitri Sarva Siddhi Hum, as many times as possible, maintaining divine pride and the clarity of the visualization. During the recitation, the meditations on loving-kindness and compassion and the visualization of purifying light and nectar can be continued. At this point, if desired, you may repeat the offerings to oneself as Maitreya and offer the praises again. At this point you may do a glance meditation on the entire graduated path to enlightenment, using short texts such as the foundation of all good qualities, the three principal aspects of the path, lines of experience, or a glance meditation on all the important points of the Lamrim, or you may select a particular point and meditate upon its meaning. By means of the following prayers, dedicate whatever positive energy has been generated by this meditation to the complete enlightenment of all mother sentient beings. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of Buddha Maitreya and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. This sadhana was prepared from teachings given by Lama Tubten Yeshe at Tushita Retreat Center in Dharamsala, India, in March 1981, in response to requests made by members of Maitreya Institute in the Netherlands. It was first edited by Jonathan Landau and re-edited for Universal Love by Nicholas Rebusch. May all beings be happy.